The study is the first comprehensive survey of all the Antarctic ice shelves. That's the 1.5 million square kilometers that fringe much of the frozen continent. Lead author Eric Rigneau is a professor of Earth System Science at the University of California, Irvine. He says ice melt from below accounted for 55% of the shelf loss from 2003 to 2008, a rate much higher than previously thought.
We find that the melting of the underside of the ice shelves is even larger than the production of icebergs. So it is the dominant process of mass removal in the Antarctic.
Rigneau and colleagues use satellite observations, radar, and computer models to measure features above the ice to calculate what was going on below.
So that includes the velocity of the ice, the thickness of the ice, how fast the freeboard of the ice shelf is changing with time, and also how much snowfall there is on the top of the ice shelves.
The measurements showed regional differences around the continent. The giant ice shelves, Ross, Filkner, and Rona, make up two-thirds of Antarctic's ice shelves, yet accounted for only 15% of the melting. Meanwhile, a dozen small ice shelves, which sit on relatively warmer water, produced half the total water from frozen ice melt during the same period.
And that means that in a regime of climate warming where the properties of the Southern Ocean are changing, they may be changing faster than other oceans in the world, we may be in a situation where the coastline of Antarctica may be changing at a faster pace than we thought in the past.
Rigneau says the ocean is a very sensitive system. Even small changes, like changes in ocean circulation driven by wind, can make a huge difference in ice shelf melt.
So if the wind regime changes in the Southern Ocean, it's going to change the way the ocean heat is distributed along the coast, and that's going to affect the glaciers.
60% of the planet's fresh water is locked in the massive Antarctic ice sheet. Rigneau says the study will help scientists predict how the continent responds to a warmer ocean and contributes to global sea level rise.
I think it places more emphasis on the enormous importance of ice-ocean interaction in the Antarctic. If we really want to understand how these ice shelves evolve and will evolve in the future, we must understand how the ocean is contributing to their melting at the underside.
The study was published in the journal Science. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.